This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, July 9th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Heat threatens ag and the economy. Thin GOP platform embraces Trump's positions, and ag appropriator wants more from Biden. Extreme heat, a threat to ag and the economy. California Department of Insurance has released findings from a new investigation into the impacts of extreme heat in the state. The report tracked the added insurance costs for seven recent extreme heat events, demonstrating an urgent need for adaptive strategies to mitigate the growing threat. That, according to Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara, he called it a silent, escalating disaster that threatens our health, economy, and way of life in California. The department calculated the events added up to $7.7 billion in impacts, with the drop in labor productivity leading to losses of up to $210 million per event. Power outages have cost up to $230 million each time. A 2021 heat wave led to $110 million in crop losses, while a 2017 event in the Central Valley led to $58 million in losses for dairy productivity and cow mortality. The report also noted insurance gaps for specialty crops impacted by heat. Slimmed down GOP platform targets China and EVs. The Republican Party is out with a draft platform that is thin on details while sticking to Donald Trump's campaign themes. The 16-page document released yesterday includes calls to revoke China's permanent normal trade relations and to impose across-the-board tariffs on imported products. It also calls for rolling back regulations, including the tailpipe emission standards that would push motorists toward electric vehicles. Other than a reference to farmers in the trade chapter, the platform steers clear of directly addressing agriculture. By contrast, the 2016 GOP platform was 66 pages. It emphasized the importance of agriculture exports to the U.S. economy and a call for removing the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program from USDA. Republicans did not adopt a new platform in 2020. Take note, the 2024 platform makes reference to Trump's suggestion that raising tariffs could offset revenue loss from income tax cuts. As tariffs on foreign producers go up, taxes on American workers, families, and businesses can come down, the platform says in a chapter titled Protect American Workers and Farmers from Unfair Trade. The platform also promises to begin, quote, the largest deportation program in American history, targeting criminal gangs and illegal aliens. Heinrich, Biden needs a clear path to beating Trump. New Mexico Senator Martin Heinrich, the Democrat who chairs the Senate Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee, is one of the latest in his party to raise concerns about President Biden's reelection race. I love Joe Biden. He's the most accomplished president of my lifetime, and he's a genuinely wonderful human being. However, what I care most about is the preservation of our democracy, Heinrich said in a statement posted Monday on X. Heinrich went on to say that Biden, quote, needs to continue to demonstrate that his debate performance was just one bad night and that he has a clear path to defeating Donald Trump. Heinrich's subcommittee writes annual spending bills for USDA and FDA. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Farmers National sees signs of settling in land values. Farmers National Company says in its mid-year report that the agricultural land market is showing signs of settling down, that after a five-year period that has been, quote, nothing short of exceptional. Paul Shattuck, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Operations at FNC, notes that second half of 2023 and the first half of 24, quote, we've experienced significant increases in interest rates, declining grain markets, and inflation. Despite these negative pressures, the land market has remained relatively resilient. FNC, which is employee-owned, manages more than 5,000 farms and ranches in 30 states, covering more than 2 million acres. Florida Grower Organization pushes back on FDA and CDC salmonella finding. A Florida fruit and vegetable group is pushing back on a recent determination by the Food and Drug Administration and Centers for Disease Control linking a Florida cucumber grower to an ongoing salmonella outbreak investigation. FDA and CDC identified cucumbers grown in Boynton Beach, Florida by Bednar Growers, Inc. as the likely source of a salmonella outbreak that's infected nearly 450 people in 31 states and Washington, D.C. The agencies reported finding strains of salmonella in water used by the growers that match the illness and the outbreak. The Florida Fruit and Vegetable Association says the update provided by the agencies does not provide the most accurate information and mischaracterized water used by the grower. FFVA and the entire produce industry will always support any research or guidance based on sound science, but we must ensure we rely on the science, FFVA said in a statement. That is why we urge the FDA and CDC to conduct a complete and thorough investigation as quickly as possible to ensure responsible information is given to consumers. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, July 9th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.